starting her gig at the Arlington Improv. How'd it go, Dominique?
It went good. Shout out to all the people that came to Arlington last night.
J. Anthony Brown.
I am Joe Banks, and I approve this ass.
You got your orange apron, player, because we're going to Girls Night Out tonight.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
And that's all I'm wearing, Sybil.
See, Girls Night Out. See, Dominique, you and I are here. And the boys are going.
I thought we should go.
You look great. You're getting ready.
I'm trying to get cruise ready. When you had that many beach parties, thank you, Sybil. You got that many beach parties, you got to do something. You got to keep it together. You got to pull that thing together. I'll be ready by
April, I see.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get it together.
You got it.
Looking good, Dominique.
Me and my bikini. It might be covered up, but I'm going to have it on.
Me and my bikini.
Yeah.
Me and my bikini.
Be out there partying, kicking it. Hey.
In the sand.
In the sand is going down.
Oh, Dominique, did you get a chance to see Joe Biden?
I did.
You did?
I worked last night, but I stayed up late. I said, I got to see Joe for myself. You can't let nobody tell you about Joe. Right. You got to see Joe. He put it down. And, you know, they kept saying he kept laughing. That's when he cussing. You see, every time he laughed, he said, listen at this much. That's how he cussed.
That's how he came up with the word malarkey, because you knew he was ready to say.
But that was our drinking word. You know, we played the drinking game.
Yeah. Oh, malarkey. Okay, malarkey.
Yeah, when you thought Joe Biden was going to cuss, you take a drink.
Oh yeah.
And then you get on Facebook and say what the curse word was.
Yeah, because every time he laughed, you should have been mighty drunk when that was over. Because he kept looking at him saying, "What are you talking about, Goma Powell? What you talking about?"
And then he had his cup. He had his cup of water. Mm-hmm.
And that ran out about an hour into the debate. I said, there's nothing else in the cup, Paul Ryan.
That's what I like, he would kind of swirl the water. And it was like, what are you doing? I didn't get that part. But you know what? I don't think that Paul Ryan did a bad job.
You're the only
last
one,
night.
Sybil.
You know what?
Sybil, I don't like
I'm the
Sybil.
Only
I'm
one.
Sorry,
I thought
Sybil.
It was a tie.
No,
I really
Sib, I ain't no time.
And player, every time he said my friend, you know what he was really saying?
This little.
He was saying MF.
That's what he was saying.
And he kept saying, and my friend here.
Right.
Okay, and Sybil, said my little
even
friend.
Even if I give you a tie, which I don't, there's two things I know Paul Ryan is doing. One, he's going, damn, and he is peeing right now. I know. Because he drank so much water, man.
He did drink a lot of water.
Joe must have had on his Depends because he never
at all. He was cool as a cucumber. I like the moderator, too.
The moderator?
Martha Raddatz.
Yeah, she did good. Because the first one, oh, my God. I was like, thank you for not bringing somebody that was living when George Washington was out. I was going to think it was a conspiracy. If he was somebody like that would have came, she did good. But yeah, Sim, you know, Paul Ryan, he was all right.
Yeah.
Well,
he's not specific.
But it wasn't for us. We have to admit. It wasn't for people who've already made their minds
it
up.
Wasn't.
That's true.
And okay, so coming up after the break, we'll let you hear Joe Biden and Paul Ryan in the debate last night.
Goes down in the history of all Joes who whooped butt. Joe Lewis.
Oh, Joe killed it.
Joe
they can
Jackson.
Put the fist by Joe
Joe
Lewis
Frazier.
Fist.
Joe Frazier.
Fist in Detroit.
And now Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, he put it down.
In the Joe Hall of Fame.
The Joe whooping butt
I
Hall
like
of Fame.
I like when he lean in and say, but that's not the point.
That's the point.
That's what they approved. That's what they said. Paul Ryan just sit there with his ears
and my friend over here.
And my friend
the one
over
that got
here.
With these
friend.
Guys, which is takes the place of this.
Oh, now you're a Kennedy now. Oh, he was giving him the business. Oh, now you're a Kennedy. Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
it was good. All right. Nelly's bus was pulled over, and he was riding dirty.
Yeah,
real dirty.
Woo-wee.
Now, this is in Texas, the same place where they pulled over Snoop Dogg
and
they pulled over Willie Nelson. The same spot. Yeah. So, Nelly's on the tour bus. They pulled him over. They searched the bus. They found a green duffel bag loaded, 36 small bags of heroin totaling 64 ounces.
Nelly! Oh, God.
10 pounds of marijuana.
Nelly!
And a 45.
Whoa. A loaded 40.
A loaded 45.
I mean, dope. He went Lady Sings the Blues on him. I ain't heard about nobody dope.
Heron.
Piano man. Where you get Heron from? I ain't seen Heron in a minute. You got the Nada? Where you get it from?
That's when you go to the dope man and say, well, I think I got something around here.
Yeah. The dope man be like, well, let me go. But I'm going to run over my cousin's house. It might take me about an hour. I'll be back. Nelly had
and
that.
He had 36 small bags of heroin. Mm.
And he should know better. You can ask Snoop for a list of where you get locked up. He should pass that out to all his colleagues.
So they pulled all the passengers off the bus, and one of the passengers named Brian Keith Jones said that the bag was his.
Oh, that was nice.
And friend. Nelly said, no one
I
on the bus
no
knew
idea.
That
nobody knew
that Brian Keith Jones.
So dope. I find that hard to believe.
Nobody said.
Usually when you have a friend that sells dope. The curry pistols that sell dope and weed.
We know who the engineer is. We know who the roadies are.
Come on, you know what I mean, Jay.
But we don't know the dope man.
Don't know, but everybody know the dope man.
And
he had weed. So I know they knew he had some affiliation with drugs. That's a good cop, though, Nelly. That's a good one, but y'all know that man so dope. Y'all just ain't think he was going to bring it on the bus. That's what threw you off. So, everybody know the dope, man.
So Nelly was released.
That was good for Nelly. What'd you say, Jay? I know T.I. said, boy, better quit playing. In Texas of all places. I was riding down the street the other day. I said, the police in Texas got cars. They going to track you down.
Oh, yeah, fine.
They look like toys almost.
And they
light
up
the
whole area when they stop you, too, man.
Man, it get Christmas time right in your section. Let everybody know. Look who got pulled over. Look who we done pulled over today on the loop. I can't even the loop.
All right, show. Dominique.
Oh. I be at the Arlington Improv all weekend.
All weekend.
Be there to see you, Dom.
All right, Dominique. See you Monday.